We're talking with Alan Weatherall, who's the publisher and co-editor of Worldview Interactive. Part of the name is interactive. We've already spoken about the worldview, but how do you intend to be interactive in a printed publication?
Well, that's where what we're doing online comes into play. The website, wvi.net.au, is a website where people can go and respond to the articles they see in the magazine. They can post feedback, they can express their opinions, they can even submit short articles.
Who's going to be involved in writing this publication? Who is supporting and who are the writers and who's behind the project?
Well, I'm the publisher, so I'm paying for it all. I'm also one of the co-editors. David Ayliffe, the Australian Director of International Needs, is also one of the editors. Together we make decisions regarding the content. We invite contributors and we write some of the material ourselves.
Is there support from various churches or people who are from various organisations already putting money into this?
There's a small number of people that individuals who have got behind it and have been helping us to distribute it, and some have been making small donations. There's also some companies who have advertised in the magazine. We hope that eventually our support base will come from subscribers.
It's an interesting time in media history, I guess. On the one hand, you have the explosion of the internet. And then when it comes to Christian magazines in Australia, there are many who are really struggling to survive, particularly those who are denominational-based.
Yep.
Do you feel threatened by the challenges, if you like, which confront you? On the one hand, everything on the internet is free, or just about everything, and then publications, even very survival of some, are really threatened. What's the challenge for you out of that?
There are certainly lots of challenges. The biggest challenge is the economic one. But, you know, we're doing this because we feel that God's called us to do it, that He's actually led us to do it. It's very much a values-driven publication. We're not looking to make a big profit out of this, although obviously it has to be economically viable. I've been involved in lots of ministry-related activities in the years gone by, and I've seen lots of evidence of God's miraculous provision. I believe very much that where God guides, He provides. You know, ultimately, we're looking to Him, but we also hope that believers out there will see this as something that God has initiated, that it's something intrinsically worthwhile, and that they'll see it as an opportunity whereby they can support something that's for the kingdom.